This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Aspenites are deciding now and in coming weeks who to elect as mayor and who fills two council seats. There's been a few public debates, and the candidates are starting to show their colors. Aspen Public Radio's Carolyn Zachariasen moderated two debates and has attended others. So, Carolyn, describe the field.
So, Kristen, we've got three incumbents, two council persons, Ann Mullins and Art Daly, and then we've got the mayor, Steve Scadron. He's seeking his third and final term. Lee Mulcahy is running against him. And then on the council side, you've got four challengers. Newcomers Skippy Mesereau. He represents the millennial generation. Sue Tatum, who's in her 70s. And Ward Hallenstein, a longtime local businessman. And Tori, who has been on the council before.
Has anyone thing emerged as a hot-button issue, as something that differentiates the candidates?
The damn dams. They're talked about a lot, and it's hard to get a read on what their actual policies are, generally speaking, on everything else, affordable housing, you know, business development, all that sort of thing. But people keep asking the candidates their positions on whether the city should continue on the path of keeping water rights to someday build dams on Maroon and Castle Creeks for water storage. The incumbents, of course, say it's the only way to secure those rights, and we'll lose them if we don't do this. And the challengers are all against it. They've come out saying we don't need to do this.
Okay, so say I'm a voter. I have my ballot in front of me. Help me understand the difference between the incumbents and the challengers.
When you look at the challengers, Tory and Ward Hallenstein, they keep talking in their campaigns about the missteps that the council's taken in recent years because they feel like they've been given too many concessions to developers. What are the challengers for? Ward Hallenstein is more conservative in challenging the status quo. Tory is very representative of the people. Skippy Mesereau is new to this. He's on the Planning and Zoning Commission. He's the chair. He's also been propped up by developers.
Okay. It's May 3rd. It's the morning after the election. Do I wake up that morning and find who the mayor is, who my new council members are?
The mayor must be elected with 50% plus one of the votes cast. So if that's not the case, then there will be a runoff election. With the council candidates, there must be 45% plus one of the votes cast. The way that the Home Rule Charter works is that votes cast shall be calculated by dividing the sum of all votes cast for all city council candidates by two. With six candidates running, there is a strong likelihood of a runoff. If only one candidate passes the 45 plus one threshold, that candidate is elected to the first open seat, and the next two candidates with the highest number of votes advance to the runoff on June 6th.
Carolyn Zachariasen is the news director at Aspen Public Radio.